2ST, it's good times, it's great music. Peter Bramman here for a Friday afternoon. I'm going to speak to our naturopath now, Mim Beam from beamingwithhealth.com.au. How are you, Mimmy?
I'm very well, Pete.
I called you Mimmy. Does anybody call you Mimmy?
All through my childhood.
And
it was when I reached adulthood, I thought you're either a poodle or a McPherson.
Yeah.
And then you can't get away, you know, after a certain age, you really can't get away with Mimmy.
Isn't it funny, Australians, they either shorten your name or they lengthen Mimmo. It, don't they?
Well, the other one is Mimbo.
Mimbo. What's Mim actually short for?
That's it.
Oh, Mim, M-I-M, that's it. Oh, okay. Mm. That's a cute name. Anyway. Mm.
But my father used to call me Mimmy, I quite like it.
All right. Now, we're talking Petey. I get Petey every now and then, yeah.
Pito?
Pete, never get a Pito. Pete Baby, fair bit from the ladies at work. Pete Baby. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that, Mim.
Yes, moving
on. So we're talking about a tonic of sorts today called colloidal silver. Now, I've never heard of this, so what's your take on this today?
Well, I initially was quite cynical, as is my wont. I'm, you know, a glass half empty kind of girl, so I tend to have a bit of a sneer when I haven't heard of anything until it's proved otherwise. Mm. And it's for the last 10 years or so, it's been selling its socks off in health food shops. And a lot of people drink it. But it's actually, interestingly, colloidal silver is basically silver in suspension.
Oh.
And it's been used for centuries as an antimicrobial agent. Before antibiotics, they were using it to sterilize wounds. And in fact, there are still burns divisions in hospitals that use it in preference to other things. And it's shown to be as effective against the antibiotic-resistant MRSA bacteria.
Okay.
So as a topical antibiotic, I think it's really useful. And also, one of the things that I think it can be really useful for is, you know how we keep drinking from everyone's got a drink bottle nowadays, and it's either, well, preferably not plastic, but if it's plastic or if it's metal or if it's, you know, kind of a special plastic that doesn't have any of the nasties in it, we keep drinking from the same one, and of course it's going to have bugs grow in it.
I guess so, yeah.
It will.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So this could be a really good rinse, you know, putting in half a teaspoon in it with a bit of water and rinsing it out. So that would be a really good use for it. And also for skin infections or even eczema. So eczema is not an infection.
No.
I think we spoke about it last week with babies, didn't we?
Yeah.
But because when you scratch the surface of the skin, it's much more likely to have a small infection happening there. So having something with like colloidal silver just rubbing over once or twice a day would be a really good antibacterial.
Did you say you could drink it as well?
People do drink it because they're saying they want to have it as an antibacterial. I'm not in favour of that at all.
No.
It's not very toxic. Although it can affect the liver and the kidneys, and there are some incidents, and the symptom is people go grey.
Ah.
Like silver.
Okay.
Silver
grey. I've got no worries there.
Going to have a part in Star Trek or something. It could be a winner. But I would not recommend it orally.
Yeah,
but I think that it's an interesting, and I'm going to start recommending it more for external uses. Even dogs with eczema and, you know, you dilute it a little bit and apply it. And I've tried it and it doesn't hurt or sting or anything like that. And there is, when I started looking it up, on good old Google Scholar, and I've got some access. I've got access to the studies, and it is showing up to be quite effective. And also a lot of deodorants use it because when you perspire and smell, it's not usually your sweat that smells; it's the bacteria
that eats
the sweat and then produces the gases.
Oh, yuck.
So if you've got an antibiotic, a natural antibiotic like colloidal silver, that can be effective in your socks and for underarm deodorant and things.
Or now, where can you get it from? Herbalists?
I think there's health food shop.
Oh, a health food store.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver. Yeah, I thought it was a bit of a con, but I think for certain actions, it could be really useful.
Okay, well, some people see it in their shop next time they go shopping in the health food store, and they might want to buy a packet or some liquid.
It's a liquid
form and give it a go,
Something like that for rinsing out your water bottles if you're constantly, and it's great to drink lots of water, but just think about it. You're putting your lips against this and sometimes